Today I'd like to go back to human values, and we've looked at three characteristics to be developed. The first one to be hilm or forbearance. We've looked at af or forgiveness. We've also looked at humility or humbleness. And today we go on to the fourth, which develops out of these three, and that is sakha or generosity. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that generosity is one of the trees of Jannah which reaches down to earth. Whoever takes a branch from it will be led to Jannah by that branch. Jannah is the abode of the generous. Jabir relates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Jibreel has related that Allah has said, "I am content with this religion. Only generosity and good character are fitting for it. So ennoble it with these two as far as you can." The Prophet ﷺ said, to a man who wished to be shown an action which would take him to Jannah, you know what Rasulullah said? He said, "Feed people, greet them with agreeable speech, and you will always be accompanied by the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." You know, the month of Ramadan is soon approaching. In these 3 months, Rajab, Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan we fast as obligatory, but in these 2 months, many, many people fast because they seek the rahmah of the month, and we've talked about the month of Rajab. An excellent opportunity to provide people with iftar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Turn away from the sin of a generous man, for Allah will take him by the hand every time he stumbles and help him wherever he is in need." Let's look at the other ahadith, and remember, it's through ahadith that we get so much insight into each of these topics. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that provision comes quickly to the one who feeds others than the knife to the hump of a camel, and Allah boasts to the angels about the one who feeds others. Al-Ali, he says, "Be generous. Allah loves the generous. If a man comes to you in need, see to his need. If he does not have a family, then be his family." There was a man, therefore, who came to Imam Ali alayhi salam as Imam was doing the tawaf of the Kaaba and asked him, "Oh Ali, tell me about generosity." And Imam says, "There are two aspects to your question. If you're talking about creation, then the generous are those who give out as Allah has ordered them. If you're talking about the Creator, then He is the generous one. Whether He gives or withholds, this is because if He gives, He is giving you something which does not belong to you. If He withholds, He is withholding something which is not yours." Addressing his young son, Imam Hassan al-Islam, he said, "O son, what is generosity?" And the young Imam, Imam Hassan al-Islam, replied, "Spending freely in ease and hardship." And Imam said, "Miserliness is a disgrace and cowardliness is a defect. Be liberal but not wasteful, prudent but not miserly. Do not be ashamed of giving a small amount, for to withhold is to give even less." He says, "I am amazed at those who are miserly, who so quickly bring upon themselves the very poverty from which they are running away, and who fail to gain the riches they desire. They live as a poor man in this world, and will be taken to account as a rich man in the next. Miserliness represents the sum of the shortcomings of the human being, and leads one to all kinds of evil." Imam Baqir al-Islam says, "A young man who yields to sin but is generous is more beloved to Allah than the old man who is given to worship, but who is miserly." Now that's not a license to sin and be generous, because both will go hand in hand. When you display your quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you learn to give, when you learn to be generous from the bottom of your heart, you also learn to attach yourself to Him and keep away from that which is wrong. Imam Khadim alayhi salam says something that really gets me when I read it. He said, "How ugly is the man who is asked for something and who says no." Such an important lesson for us to take back, so important to understand, that when somebody asks, it's very, very difficult to ask. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, even if somebody comes on a red camel to you, which means even if they came on a mode of transport that you saw as very expensive, when they ask, give as much as you can. And that leads to another aspect of the human being, another value, which is called ithar. Ithar is preference for others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any human being who experiences a desire but keeps hold of himself will be forgiven. Now I'll go through these qualities, through the ahadith, so we can understand them. Aisha reports that Rasulullah did not eat one day for three days in succession for as long as he lived. If he had wanted to, he would have eaten to his full, but he controlled himself. And Allah praises those who prefer others to themselves when he says, now we've seen this in the Quran, he says, in Surah Al-Hashr, this is Surah number 59, Ayah 9, he says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. He says, they prefer others before themselves, though poverty may afflict them. He says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who keep themselves safe from the miserliness of their soul, these are those that are the successful ones. There's a wonderful story that comes to mind where Imam Ali al-Islam finds that in his house there is no food. He borrows a dinar, and as he is coming home, he sees Miqdad al-Aswad. Miqdad is walking with his head down. It is the middle of the day when the sun is really hot. Most people are resting at home, and Imam asks him what the trouble is, and Miqdad does not say. Imam insists, and he says that the children have not eaten for many days. Imam gives him the dinar. Remember, in his household too, there is poverty, and there's been no food. When he goes home, he finds Sayyida has got some food in front of her, and he asks her where it is from, and she says the food is from Jannah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once with one of his companions, and they stopped at a date grove belonging to a certain tribe where there was a young slave. He was working there. And this youth brought out his lunch just as a dog entered the garden, and it came closer to the youth, who threw him some food, some bread. The dog ate it, and the youth threw a second, and then a third, and they were all eaten. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam looked on and said, "What do you have for lunch each day?" And he said, "As you have seen." So Imam asked him, "Why have you preferred the dog over yourself?" And he said, the young man said, "This dog has just arrived hungry from some distant place. I don't like driving him away." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "This young person is got ithar. He has got this generosity which goes to a stage where he prefers others over himself." He freed the slave by buying him from his owner, the garden, and all it contained, and then gave it back to him. You know, Quran says, "Hal jazaa'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan." The reward of ihsan is nothing but ihsan. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with the subjects at hand.